some powerful scenes this past weekend from the March for Our Lives rallies in cities across the U.S. Vote them out, one of the many angry lines a crowd in Washington shouted at politicians. These rallies were aimed at putting pressure on U.S. lawmakers to come up with better gun laws. And the throngs didn't just gather in the U.S. There were marches for our lives on every continent except Antarctica. Sanchi Rohira is 16. She's from Maryland, but has been living in Mumbai in India for much of her life.
When the Parkland shooting happened, it was a time that was super busy for me at school. We had board exams coming up, which in India is like the biggest deal ever.
But Rohira says she couldn't tear herself away from the story. She listened to Parkland activists like Emma Gonzalez speak.
And I decided that this was something that I really wanted to be part of. And I thought that, okay, if I still lived around D.C., I would definitely be at the D.C. march. But I live in Mumbai, which is like 8,000 miles away, and I still want to do something from here. So I realized that there's like 9,000 plus Americans living in Mumbai, and I had so many friends in an international school who were excited to do something like this. So I emailed March for Our Lives and I asked them what they'd think about me having a march in Mumbai. I'd never done anything like this before. I'm 16 years old. I've never even been to one of these types of rallies before, much less organized one.
But Rohira pressed ahead. She told friends, she set up social media accounts, and Rohira says they pulled it off. Yes, it was a day after the marches in the U.S., but even yesterday, they had 100 people or so show up for March for Our Lives Mumbai.
We had toddlers in American flag t-shirts with signs around them that said, too young to die, and things like that. It was very cute. And we also had a bunch of my Indian family members who came to support us in order to march for their family members who live in the United States. And also for me and other students who aspire to go to the U.S. after getting their high school diplomas. So it was incredible to see such a variety. The energy was great. I spoke, my father spoke, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
My name is Miles Hirschenhorn. I am 15 years old, and I am living right now in Brussels, Belgium.
Hirschenhorn decided to organize a march in Brussels over the weekend for a few reasons. For starters, he's got five cousins back here in the U.S. who are still in school, and he wanted to send a message to them and their classmates from Europe.
It's just so important that that they know that everyone around the world is hearing them and listening to them and agreeing with them, and that we're all there. We have their backs.
Hirschenhorn says lately he's found himself having to explain to people at his school in Belgium what's going on with guns in America.
Even my English teacher, who when we were discussing Trump's proposal to arm teachers with guns in school, it just blew my teacher's mind because she could not even imagine that a proposal like that would take place.
And a big thanks to reporter Tanya Karas for those voices. She has more stories and photos from Marches for Our Lives Abroad at PRI.org.